Dylan, I know you had a goal today, and it was to get into that top 25 and be able to play next week, and with some stellar play on the back nine, it looks like you've got a pretty good shot at doing that.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have a good start on the front nine. I hit one bad shot that led to a double. The wind just kind of took it. You know, I had to refocus and regroup, and I told Kyle on our back nine starting on 10, I was like, we just need to get to even par, some holes to play. And, you know, we got there early, and I had a lot of birdie opportunities coming in. A couple of them I capitalized on, a couple I didn't. But, you know, I'm just happy that I put myself in a position to give myself a chance to go next week and play and continue this opportunity that I was given.
Four birdies or so on the back nine to get into this, and it appeared the wind was stronger today than the rest of the week. Is that what you had to fight through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that was kind of the thing Kyle and I discussed today. It was, you know, 18 to 25 mile an hour. We're going to hit a lot of flighted golf shots and, you know, try not to let the wind affect the golf ball. And, that, you know, we did that well on the back nine. We didn't do it that great on the front. But, you know, we kind of settled down, focused in a little harder. You know, these conditions, I mean, granted, you know, it is windy, but you do have to buckle down a little bit more, kind of focus in, draw in on some numbers. And that's what we did on the back.
I was going to say, it looked like you felt, and I think all of us watching felt, that putt on 18 was going to drop for you.
Yeah, I thought it was. It just kind of hung out left. I watched his putt kind of break off a little bit at the end of the ride, and I'm like, well, I'm probably going to move this about a ball more left. And if I would have kept my original line, it probably would have went in. But just happy and thrilled that I was able to, you know, play 4 days again like I did in Huntsville, improve and keep improving, hopefully going to Raleigh next week, and hopefully I can stay T21 or better. And, you know, like I said, just keep this momentum rolling.
Hey, you got to be really thrilled with how you played this weekend. That's got to be a real confidence builder.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been working hard on stuff, you know, the last couple months since November, of really breaking down, trying to find the discipline again, find Dylan's golf game that I had at Illinois, playing conservative golf. And, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, speaking to Coach Small and, you know, Mike Wolf, my swing coach, and really diving in to get to the root of the problem I had in 2019 and 2020. And, you know, having the result now and trusting that my instincts were right, that I was lacking discipline on all areas of my life. And, you know, I have a really good support group that everyone has got behind me, and, you know, and here I am now, and so just keep it rolling, like I said.
Yeah. Well, where's that life at right now? I remember seeing you as the crazy DJ something or other on Twitter, and Mike Small looking at me saying, we don't call him that down here.
Right.
But have things changed for you, just, you know, how you present yourself and everything since you got out on tour?
Oh, yeah. You know, some things have changed, others haven't. You know, when you get around a certain group of people, guys that you're comfortable with, your best friends, obviously you kind of let loose a little bit. But, you know, I'm 26 now. I'm not, you know, the 21-year-old where I, you know, I just turned 21, you know, go out and party, do all this stuff. So, no, I definitely starting to mature, kind of finding my way in life. And it's been proving well for me. So I'm enjoying the transition.
You mentioned good friends. A good friend of yours is up, I believe, one with five to play. Okay. Can he hold on and do it?
Absolutely. He can. He's done, you know, his whole career that I watched him play golf. I mean, he's as solid as anyone. Nobody works hard as him, and I know that his prep work gives him confidence, and I know that he worked, like I said, he works harder than any one of us out here or on the PGA Tour. So, yeah, I think he can get it done, and I know he'll get it done.
Well, as somebody who's had to fight through some injuries and conditions and take time away from golf, he's coming back after a month off. How difficult is it to play this well, especially if you haven't played a tournament in over a month?
And it's difficult, you know. It definitely is hard because you're not really trusting yourself, probably. But like I said, with him, the second he got cleared, I'm sure he was beating golf ball after golf ball after golf ball to give himself that confidence. So, you know, it's not a shocker that after a month off, it was probably good for Nick, because he does beat balls all the time and practice all the time. So it's probably good for his body to catch up, relax, and kind of get back. And like I had to do, just kind of take some time to self-evaluate and get back out here.